I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Sometimes love looks like small things, gentle gestures rich with import. We give such things to one another at times without even realizing it. Tiny, soul-saving acts. I think of my girlfriends Layla and Shayna, who came to pass the evening with me one winter when my heart was freshly broken. We ate pizza. They let me cry. Gently, they stoked the air in those rooms with just what was needed. Laughter one moment, silence the next. It was just a few short hours over pizza and red wine, but they began the work of easing a burden I couldn't have moved on my own. And I think of my poet friend Elay and her niece Isha. We spent a week together in Beijing, and at the end of my stay, they accompanied me to the airport. We said our goodbyes, and I passed through a gate for ticketed passengers only. I walked some distance, 80 feet, 100, then turned back, wanting to catch one last glimpse of them making their way through the busy space. But they hadn't moved. We waved to one another across the crowd. And again, after a little distance more, looking back, there they were, helping to prolong the time when we were connected in the same space. Do you know who is excellent at offering this kind of affirmation? Pets. Sometimes they seem to recognize our emotional state even before it hits, and they rush to meet it with their wordless warmth and intelligence. We spend so much time believing it is we who look after them, and then something hits us, some mammoth loss, some incapacitating stress, and they rise to the occasion with tenderness and constancy. Once in a while, it occurs to me that without my cat, Lalo, I might never have survived the emotional turbulence of my 30s. I know, these gestures tell us, I'm here. Whatever it is, I understand. I recognize this thing you carry. What you're feeling makes sense to me. You make sense to me. Today's poem is Telling My Father by James Cruz. I read it as belonging to the genre of coming out poems, and I'm profoundly moved by the wordless gesture of love and recognition in its final lines. Telling My Father by James Cruz. I found him on the porch that morning, sipping cold coffee, watching a crow dip down from the power line into the pile of black bags stuffed in the dumpster where he pecked and snagged a can tab, then carried it off, clamped in his beak like the key to a room only he knew about. My father turned to me then, taking in the reek of my smoke, traces of last night's eyeliner I decided not to wipe off this time. Out late, was all he said, and then smiled, rubbing the small of my back through the robe for a while before heading inside, letting the storm door click softly shut behind him. Later, when I stepped into the kitchen again, I saw it waiting there on the table, a glass of orange juice he had poured for me and left sweating in a patch of sunlight, so bright I couldn't touch it at first. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.org.